Oh, okay.
Love featuring your Maps, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've seen people tagging me, people talking this and that, but you know, music is something that a lot of people out there don't understand.
Mm.
And there are a lot of people out there who create music out of other people's music.
Okay.
And make their own. So, me, I can't say he stole my idea, but I'll say his idea is similar to mine.
Yeah.
So, in music, if you follow music very well, people that know music very well, it's normal for people to create an idea from another somebody's song. But that's not stealing. Stealing is whereby you use the same tune, same beat, same lyrics. That's stealing. But like using idea and some words, it's allowed in music. No wonder people, you see that someone can do a song by P.K. Tshala and maybe put it in Yama piano, put it in other things.
Okay.
Yeah, so to me, it's not really a big deal, or maybe I'm going out there to complain or what. Just that people, it's reaction from people.
Mm.
Yes, yes.
And are you okay with that?
Yes, I am, because I'm sure maybe a few years from now, I may come up with an idea. Maybe I may do a song which sounds like Pongos. And people also come to me that Nimba Pongos. But in music, it's normal. You can create an idea from somebody's song and make yours.
So there are people that are suggesting that you take legal action.
Yes.
Yeah, they're suggesting that you should take legal action. What do you make of that advice? Others are saying semenenze ndi chimskeri ningaba suing eswanga nibele nyimbo.
You know, in the music industry, we have friends. Okay? Young Maps is one of the people that I know very much.
Mm.
He's one of the guys that when he's around town, definitely you find time, we meet, we talk one and two things.
Mm.
So, to me, it's not a big deal where I can feel like suing him or doing what. It's not only me who has done that. There is a guy from Malawi who did the same song before, maybe last year. There's Dizmo who did his Galondine last year again. So there are a lot of songs that sounds like mine, so to say.
Mm.
So if you search, so in my case, I can't manage to sue anyone.
You're not going to sue him?
No, like for Yomaps, Yomaps is my guy. Yomaps is my guy, so I won't do anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's just music, you know.
Yeah.
There's life after this.
Oh, okay. Do your instinct, does your instinct really tells you that the idea, okay, yes, nyimbo's my number, but maybe idea wanaba kukuli nyimbo yako?
Imbandine is a street word. Imbandine is a street word, so it's just that I was lucky that I used it first. But people that were broken in love, they could use it at all, but in the imbwa. And you know what? Just that I was lucky that I used it. Just the same as Mulibwanji. Someone records a song Mulibwanji. Doesn't mean that Kwasira wume mundazara imba mufuta.
Okay.
Anyone can do it because it's a normal greeting. I agree, right? So, me, okay, music is... People who don't understand music, they'll go and cry, they'll go and do this. But there are a lot of people. I can give you an example. Red Wine. a song Red Wine. It was done in 1980 something by UB40. And now BBC Giro did the remix and the song became a very big hit. Should maybe another.
Okay.
Another, but he did. Sometimes there are people that feel that the idea, if I do it this way, it can sound better than the way he did it. Why on? So they would do maybe without getting rights from the owner. I really like it as on Ayawama more than the previous one.
Okay,
it's very normal.
So do you think the other people, like you've mentioned, one guy from Malawi and Desmond, of course, your maps, do you think they are being more creative than you? You know, you did Dimbwandine first and then, you know, now others are coming up with their own ideas. Do you think their songs are now sounding much better than your own Imbwandine?
You know, music is like fashion. It's like clothes. The clothes that we wear now, the clothes that we wear after 2 years, definitely they will differ because people improve every day. The fashion improve every day. If I'm to do Imbwandine again, it will sound better than these other Imbwandine that they've done, that have been sung by other people. So definitely, something that has been done 2 years ago and something that has been done a week ago, definitely they'll differ in sound, in quality, because music improves every day. So I can't say my song sounds older than the other or sounds old-fashioned than the other. Because they were done on different times. Mine was done 2 years ago. The other Malawian song was done in a piano type. It was done last year. Dismo did Imbwandine in a trap type of music. Yomaps did Imbwandine in an Afrobeat type of music. So if I'm to do the Imbwandine in the current style of music, mine also sound better because it's a new one.
All right, just a follow up on Losia's question, James Kelly. Do you think that your fellow musicians are being more creative if they're going to be picking on ideas that have already been done? This backlash, we have seen it on social media. To those people that have gone to social media to attack your maps, challenging him to be more creative than using a song that you did way back.
Yeah, it's not that they are just that fans. You know, you just have to understand fans. Fans know nothing about music. Their job is to listen and support. They are like cadres of music. So, if you follow what people say on social media as a musician, you're going to hate anyone else. So the issue is that just creating your own song from somebody's song is creativity on its own. There's a new song which is trending on YouTube. It's called, it was done by a certain guy featuring Desmo. It's called Jombo. They did it in a certain way whereby they even fused in Pongo's song. So that's being creative. It's not stealing, it's being creative.
All right, as we let you go, what word do you have for your fans that were expecting that you're going to sue your maps for that song?
No, there are certain things that you can sue a person for. Stealing and making your own song out of somebody's song are two different things. It's like when I'm going to papanga mpando, same design or blue. When I'm going to panga, same design or red. There is a difference in color. Okay, so Imbandini, it's like a street word. Anyone can use it. Anyone can use it. I did not create the Imbandini. Even for me to sing it, I heard it somewhere, someone saying it. And I thought of putting it in a song. So it's not that I am the owner of the word, no. Anyone is free to create his own music out of the same word. Something whereby someone uses the same type of instrument, the same type of tune. So if you listen to your maps song and my song are just similar because of the word Imbandini and the message in it, but the beat and type of music are too different.
Lastly, you released the Popaila, a smash hit, followed by Your Poncha. Do you have plans of releasing a new song anytime soon or video?
Yes, in August I'll be dropping a lot of music because I think I have four of them. I have four songs and one video.
Okay.
That will be dropping in first week of August, second week of August, and the last week of August.
Thanks a lot for making an appearance on The Breakfast Show, James Kelly.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Baby, we are young.